You're listening to SBS News.
As young Catholic schoolgirls queued for their morning bus in Kawasaki, south of Tokyo, a man believed to be in his 50s and armed with two knives started stabbing the students and other commuters before boarding the bus and continuing his attack. Witnesses say the man yelled, "I will kill you," as he used both knives to stab his victims. The father of one of the schoolgirls spoke to Japan's NHK World.
"I heard silence, so I wondered what happened and went outside. That's when I saw around three people lying on the ground, and I knew something terrible had happened."
At least 18 people have been injured, and a 39-year-old man and a 12-year-old schoolgirl are dead. The suspect stabbed himself in the neck and was initially detained by police before he died from his injuries. The motive for the attack is unknown. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe described the attacks as harrowing, and he's offered his condolences.
"It was a harrowing incident, and I feel strong indignation seeing small children were amongst the victims. I pray for those killed in the incident and wish to express my heartfelt condolences to their families."
The mass stabbing took place on the final day of President Donald Trump's four-day state visit to Japan. Mr. Trump also offered his condolences.
"On behalf of the First Lady and myself, I want to take a moment to send our prayers and sympathy to the victims of the stabbing attack this morning in Tokyo. All Americans stand with the people of Japan and grieve for the victims and for their families."
Such attacks are rare in Japan, which has one of the world's lowest crime rates, but there have been a few mass stabbings in recent years. In 2016, 19 people living at a centre for people with mental illnesses were stabbed to death by a former worker who reportedly said he wanted people with disabilities to disappear. And in 2001, 8 school students died when a man entered a primary school in Osaka and started attacking students. Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.